This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
From Variety, I'm Michael Schneider.
Damon Wayans Jr. and Amber Stevens West play a married couple in CBS's new comedy, Happy Together. For Wayans, this is his first ever multi-camera sitcom. Now, Wayans has worked in front of an audience before, although he shares with IndieWire how the first time he performed in a play, way back in high school, it didn't go quite as planned.
Here's the thing. So, There was this girl that I had a crush on. And she was going to do the play. And I was like, cool, I'll do the play. You know, do like a little, you know, peripheral part. And so I can have more time to like talk to her.
Yeah, smart.
I go in there and the teacher who's in charge of the play, she gives me the main villain role. And I told her, I was like, I don't want to do this. She's like, you look just like your dad when you say you don't want to do this.
Oh, no.
And so she's like, you'll be fine, right? So I'm pissed because there's so much dialogue for the villain.
Yeah.
And so I decide to not learn my lines. I'm like, I'm not gonna learn my lines.
That's how you rebel.
You're just gonna improv.
Yeah, to rebel.
Just improv it.
I'm gonna learn the lines. Yeah. Right. And so I literally don't practice my lines until the day of. I'm driving. My friend's laughing. We're driving to the school to do the play, and I look over at him. And I'm like, I don't know any of my lines. He's like, what? And I'm like, I'm just going to improvise.
Did they not know? Like,
nobody knew. Yeah. Nobody knew that I didn't know my lines. Yeah. So I get there, and we're doing the play, and everybody's like on point. And then it gets to me, and I just start making up stuff. And like to the point, all my stuff is comedy. This is a drama.
Yeah.
People are dying in this. And I'm just like making up. Every time they talk to me, they're like, oh, what do you think, Damon? And I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. And it's killing. I'm killing. The audience is dying laughing. I'm looking over at my teacher. She's red as a tomato. She's pissed.
Yeah.
And so at the end, this is like an hour long thing. At the end, I had long hair at the time and a ponytail. I took it out and did this. My hair was crazy. And I went like this. And the audience stood up, clapped.
Yeah.
They loved it. That it was a comedy. And they tried to get me expelled. My teacher tried to get me expelled from the school.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems harsh.
Yeah.
Your teacher tried to expel you from the school?
My teacher tried to expel me. And one of the PE teacher like called me some type of like mean thing to like about you wouldn't say that to a little kid. He like cussed me out like you little SA judge or something like that. My dad came down from home to the school, chased him into the boys' bathroom. The guy locked the door. He's like, I'm sorry, I love him. He was like, apologize to my son, and he walked the guy, and the guy had to apologize to me.
The PE teacher
had to apologize to me.
Oh my gosh!
And I was just like, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Yeah, and that was
was
a day.
It a one night only play?
Yeah.
Oh, so that you didn't have to recreate
play.
That
no.
again?
No.
And that's the day an actor was born.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you loved it.
That was so much fun ruining that play.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And that's what you do every week on the set.
I ruin
of Happy Together.
Happy Together. I definitely have those moments where they're just like, I'll see her look at me like, that's not the line.
It's fun though.
It is. Yeah.
No, he's good at that because we'll make sure that we get whatever is in the script, you know, down in front of the audience.
Yeah.
And then he'll just be like, go off on the next stage.
Yeah.
And do whatever he wants to. And it makes me laugh. And I like the challenge because I have to like stay in it.
Well, that's
so great. That the scene has an ending.
And that's great for the audience too, because they get like fresh content.
Oh, yeah.
They're not having
it's so fun. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
So I'm Michael Schneider, and on this edition of the podcast, we talk to Happy Together stars Damon Wayans Jr. and Amber Stevens West about their new show, the chemistry read that landed them the part, and what it was like growing up with celebrity dads. We also discover Stephen West's obsession with Friends, and which episode is her favorite of all time. It's another edition of My Favorite Episode.
My favorite episode's about to start.
Cause you're my favorite episode.
My favorite
100 episode. Coming real with the next episode.
On their new CBS comedy, Happy Together, Damon Wayans Jr. and Amber Stevens West play a couple who have settled into an ordinary suburban life. But then a huge pop star, played by Felix Mallard, moves in with them to escape the paparazzi, and soon they're learning from him on how to bring the excitement back to their lives. IndieWire asked the stars to select their favorite episode of TV of all time, and Stevens West came back with the Friends episode The One Where No One's Ready, which is from the third season of the show in 1996. But then we dug a little deeper, and we discovered a secret about Stephen West's love of the show in high school.
That was a hard question.
Yeah.
All time.
I had to give you three.
The one that they told me, and you can share the others as well, but it was the Friends episode where they're all getting ready to go because Ross is being honored at some paleontology thing. And it's a frustrating episode. I rewatched it last night.
Oh, you did?
It's frustrating to watch.
As homework.
It's the gang just won't get dressed. And
I love that episode. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people, especially people who love Friends, know this episode so well. I mean, it's, could I be wearing any more clothes?
Right.
I mean, everyone knows that
right.
line.
It's Joey doing the Chandler impression.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What I love about that episode is that it all takes place in one room. And it's all these six characters all having their own drama for the day. And somehow it's like the most entertaining half hour of TV. It's just to watch these people kind of stirring about, trying to figure out whatever they need to figure out. And it just shows that you can have really good storytelling and you don't need all the extra stuff. You just have to have really good characters.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what I love about it so much.
And that goes back to sort of, when multicam is at its best, it really is a play.
It's
really well written, well acted, and you don't need all the bells and whistles.
Exactly. There's not a ton of that bells and whistles in this episode.
Yeah.
I just find it really special.
Okay, buddy boy, here it is. You hide my clothes, I'm wearing everything you own.
Oh, my God! That is so not the opposite of taking somebody's underwear.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes? Maybe if I wasn't going commando. Yeah. Whew. I'll tell you, it's hot with all this stuff on. I better not do any, I don't know, lunges.
I'm a Friends fanatic.
Yeah.
I know that show backwards and forwards, and I even started the Friends Club in my high school where we would watch it during lunch, and I would hand out Snickers to everybody.
Oh, goodness.
And I was a big nerd.
Wow. Did you guys get a page in the yearbook, the Friends Club?
No, or? I never actually did that. I didn't go that far, but I was super obsessed with the show, and I would get together with my friends on Thursdays, and we would watch it, at each other's houses and stuff. I've always loved that
show. So you watched it from the beginning? Like, were you...
No, I was a little young when it first started, so I was one of those people that found it on as reruns.
Yeah.
It would come on after school. So I would say probably around season 6 or so is when I discovered the show.
I was
finally, like, mature enough to, like, really pay attention to what the series was about.
Yeah.
And then I watched it to the end, and I actually went to the very final taping of the series.
You were there.
I was there in the audience with my sister.
Yeah.
And crying. It was amazing.
How'd you swing that? I mean, that was a hot ticket, I'm sure.
Somehow my dad pulled that off for
me.
It was a surprise. Wow. It was a really big, that's like probably the coolest thing I've ever gotten, been given.
That makes sense. When we saw Matthew LeBlanc right outside the...
Oh, yeah, and I freaked out.
Warner's. Yeah, I was like, why is she...
Oh, that's so funny.
Matt LeBlanc works on this lot,
because he shoots... Yeah, I saw his the parking lots for Man with a Plan.
Uh-huh, so. And I saw him from across the lot, and I lost my mind.
Yeah. But that's before I knew that she was a huge fan. Yeah.
So you went up to him and you
introduced
yourself?
No, I did not go up to him.
No?
You kidding? I'm way too scared. I've had so many opportunities to meet, like, almost all of them, and I never do.
That's so funny.
No, it's too much.
Because
too
why
much
not?
Pressure.
Why not? I mean, what if they came to you and said, I love Carmichael.
I'll wait for that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would say.
That's
I'm too nervous.
That is so funny. So I want to hear a little bit more about this Friends Club real quick. So you, like, how many people were in it? Were you the president?
I was the president, and there were probably only like 15 of us or something. I mean, no one wanted to spend their lunch doing anything. There was just like the real diehards, which were really just my own friends.
Yeah.
And we took over my English teacher's classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And she would just let us, I think back then I had to record it on VHS and then bring it in to watch. I think that's how we watched it. So we would watch like the latest episode.
Yeah.
Or something. And then, I can barely remember. Oh my God, I'm old now.
And then was it like a reading group where then you would discuss it after?
No, we just watched it and ate candy and then went back to class after. Yeah. That's all.
That's cool. Yeah. Have you gone back and now that it's available on Netflix, gone back and binged it at all? Or
had a chance? Million times. Yeah. I own all the DVDs, of course. I used to have them on VHS and then I got the DVDs. Yeah. And then, of course, now I have it on Netflix. And
so you are a fanatic.
I am a fanatic. I'm definitely a fanatic. I've actually been thinking about, I'm having a baby soon, and I've been thinking about what I'm going to be doing during the beginning of labor, and I'm like, I'll probably watch Friends for the first, like, you know.
The Phoebe episodes when she gives birth?
When Phoebe's pregnant, maybe I should.
And your name.
It's a great, happy distraction for me.
You name your child either Ross or Rachel.
Yeah, exactly, Ross or Rachel.
Are you, because, you know, there's always talk of, like, will they ever come back? Will they ever do a reboot or a reunion? Where do you fall on that?
I don't want any of that. No, I just leave it in the past. It's perfect. Its ending is perfect. I still cry every time I watch that final episode, even though I was there and I know every line. But, I don't like when people try to touch something that's perfect already. Yeah. There's no need. We don't need it.
Yeah, that's the general consensus from the true fans, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's always gets a little messed up when you do that.
Yeah.
Let it live in its perfect, you know, whatever.
Now, when you were sitting in the audience, did you ever think, like, I want to do that? Or were you already thinking, like, that'll be me one day on a stage? Or?
I don't know if I really seriously thought about it back then. My dad was also on a sitcom for CBS when I was growing up, and so I was very aware of how the world worked and the lifestyle of it all and everything, but I had very encouraging parents who told me that I should attempt acting when I was young, and I just, in my rebellious teenager way, was like, you're not going to tell me what to do with my life.
Yeah.
It's just like so stupid. But I like kind of actively did not try to act when I was growing up, and so I don't know that at the time I really realized that that was what my future was going to be like. But once I did finally kind of give in to the itch, I quickly realized that, like, multicam is where I just would love to be.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I'm doing it.
Had you done many plays or
no?
Or, no? Wow.
No, I've done one musical.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've ever done on a stage.
Now, Damon, putting you on the spot here, do you have a favorite episode of TV that you sort of, that comes to mind when you think about it, your favorite TV shows?
Favorite TV show. I'd say the very first episode of The Kardashians. The one with Ray J in it?
Yes. I think
that wasn't the show yet?
That was the pilot.
Oh, that was the pilot.
It was a convincing sales
reel.
Real
pilot. Yeah. I love that pilot. Yeah. honestly, I don't know.
What did you watch growing up?
I watched a lot of. Oh yes, I love that one. I watched a lot of cartoons. I watched a lot of sketch. Like I watched SNL. Like the best of Will Ferrell is like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Best of Eddie Murphy is one of my favorites. I don't really have a specific episode of television I love. There's this one episode of Family Guy that I really loved, which was the prostate exam episode.
Mm-hmm.
Where Peter Griffin has to get a prostate exam, but he's like, he gets the prostate exam, but then he feels like he's been violated, so he sues the doctor, and they have like this whole trial about how, like, what really happened, and he, like, it's the weirdest episode of TV, but it made me laugh really hard when I was like 17. It's a perfect I don't have any. I was a huge fan of Friends, but I didn't. I don't have like a specific episode that I need to actually see.
Yeah.
I remember watching it because I'm a little older than her. I watched Friends and then Felicity. Do you remember Felicity?
Yeah.
So they used to come on like close to each other.
Yeah.
And so I used to watch it because I used to have a huge crush on Felicity.
Yeah.
When she had her hair long and then she cut her hair. Like, ruined the show?
Oh, yeah, season two.
So weird.
It opened and she had her hair cut.
Yeah, everybody was like, what is this?
It's still Carrie Russell.
Still so weird.
She still asked about it all the time,
too.
It's
so weird, man.
Yeah.
I thought it was, it did turn me off. I'm not going to lie. I was like, and turn this off.
Yeah.
I threw
my
TV away, too.
That's what killed the WB network eventually.
Like, yeah. Oh, what? Really? the haircut? Really?
That was the beginning was of the end of the entire network.
The frog left.
Yes, yes. He threw his top hat down.
Yeah,
like,
top hat.
I'm out of here.
I'm gone. I don't really have. Yeah. I don't have.
How about of a show that you've done? Is there? Do you have a favorite episode or moment?
A show that I've done.
Yeah.
Again,
that's a tough one. I know.
Yeah, that is a tough one that I've had like a lot of fun doing. There was an episode of Happy Endings where where we pranked the Max character into thinking that he won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably the funniest episode because the way it's set up is we're all sitting there watching it, watching the numbers, and he's like looking at him, and they're like all lining up. He's like, yeah, yeah, and he just starts cussing all of us out after he wins. He's like, fuck you, fuck you. I always hated you. Fuck you guys are rich. And then we tell him that we just made it up, and the whole episode is just him pranking us.
Yeah.
And that was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And there's one line in one of the episodes. There's a Valentine's Day episode where I like get my wisdom teeth or something taken out, and I'm like on like drugs, and I'm like super loopy, and I get into the car with my wife on the show. And I'm like falling all over, and she's like, oh, geez, what is a Weekend at Bernie Mac's over here? Like, this was right after Bernie Mac passed away. And they kept it in the show. Man, I laughed so
hard.
So there's like certain scenes and like pieces of like a lot of shows that I remember, but I never remember like entire
episodes. Yeah. There's still like a hope and a dream that there might be a Happy Endings movie or some.
Movie. Yeah,
I know you guys had that table read the lost episode a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was really
fun. So
I would love to do a movie with all those guys because I still I'm still in contact with Pally all the time, Eliza, David Kasp, where I always talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Zach Knighton because he's on CBS now, and so I talk to everybody still.
Yeah,
Alicia,
so
she like lives in Canada or something. No, she lives out here now because her husband's out here, so talk to everybody. It's a possibility.
So speaking of favorite episodes of all time, you mentioned a couple of Carmichael. The birthday episode, of course, is the infamous,
it's the n-word
episode.
it made me so uncomfortable. And that's why I loved
it.
I just thought it was interesting to have that challenge, and that conversation makes everyone so uncomfortable, and that's the whole point of the episode.
Right.
And I just think it's really smart and really funny, and we kind of cover all sides of the argument. Every character in the show has their individual feeling about what saying the N-word is, and if, the more... Weren't we talking about this earlier?
Yeah.
On set, someone said, Phil was saying on set that, what's his, did you just burp and you're blowing it away?
I'm trying to save your baby.
Oh, you no, what was it?
Michael Richards.
Yeah, so Michael Richards, famously got in trouble for the way he used it. Not funny.
Right.
Inappropriate. But then who was the comedian that talked about it that we were talking about?
Chappelle.
No, not Chappelle. Chappelle made it.
No, Louis C.K.?
No, someone a long time ago. Lenny Bruce.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So it's like there's a different ways to talk about using the N-word. And it's like you could say no one should use it or everyone should use it so we can just get over it and stop making it such a powerful word. Right. And that was like basically the whole episode of The Carmichael Show. Mm-hmm. And I just... It just made everyone cringe and also laugh at the same time. And so it was kind of this like cathartic thing.
Yeah. What was that like with the studio audience, by the way? Like, was there nervous laughter?
Oh, there was nervous laughter. And, but like, ultimately it was like freeing. Because you were like, let's all just laugh at how absurd this, the power of this one word is. And so that's why it felt so good to do. I mean, I had to be the character that actually yells it for like, in its harshness.
Yeah.
which shocked everyone. and what was great is that they aired it on TV. Like I actually got to say the word and it wasn't bleeped anything. Because we were discussing it in its true nature. We weren't using it in a derogatory term.
Right.
And it was on Fox.
No, it was on NBC.
Damn, I
should have
done that.
So that I just thought was... I remember before we even got the script, I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? What are you going to make me do? And they all told me, like, you're the one who has to say it.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
But
you're really good at saying it.
But to go into
the whitest girl on the show to say.
But going to what Damon was saying, Fox News sure reran that clip a lot. They sure love like just
let's see that
over.
Clip one more time.
Like Hannity.
Why are you guys
like,
all
one
smiling?
Whole episode.
Smiling? Like every anchor smiling.
So it seems like you guys are having a great time so far.
We are.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Super
here.
Fun. Super easy. Mm-hmm. And everybody's nice.
Everybody is nice.
For. That's what you got to ask for. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, grateful. Well,
no, what? No,
no,
no! No! Come on!
You didn't even tell us who murdered the queen!
You know what? It's all good. Next episode starts in 10 seconds.
Yes. Well, should we watch this next episode? Or should we do what we normally do on Saturday nights?
Unload the dishwasher?
So, how many episodes have you guys shot so far?
This will be the 8th.
It is?
Yep.
Wow. So you're pretty far
including
along.
Including the pilot.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we did that fast.
Well,
Quickly.
So how would you say, because I've only had a chance to see the pilot. That's all they've shown us so far. They're being stingy yet.
Yeah, why are they being so stingy, man?
So they want us to watch them all at once, you know, binge it and enjoy it all at once, I suppose. But how would you say the show has evolved so far as you kind of find your footing and the show finds its voice and you two find your chemistry?
I feel like her and I had chemistry from the jump, but I feel like collectively, like everybody's starting to understand what they bring to the table, and the writers are writing it accordingly. And they're starting to mesh our voices with whatever character they kind of had in mind.
Yeah,
and you can feel it and see it.
Yeah, they just are learning what everyone's strengths and weaknesses are, and so kind of playing off that. And it's been really fun. And you can see there is a progression of us getting like better and better with every episode.
Yeah. And I feel like even in the pilot, they managed to play to your strengths of who we've known of you as actors over the years, especially on your TV shows in the past.
Yeah, they did.
So
all strengths, no weakness.
pure strength. But that's what's kind of fun about watching the two of you. Because, you know, coincidentally, both of you are on two of, you know, my favorite Gone Too Soon series of all time. And so there is this common bond between the two of you. It's like still miss Happy Ending, still miss Carmichael.
Yeah.
And
both ahead of their time.
Alternate universe.
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah, an alternate universe. Those shows would still be going on.
Totally.
But in this universe, at least, we get you two together.
We get to do this now. And this is also super great and really fun.
Yeah. And in front of a studio audience again.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's my first time in front of a studio audience. I love it.
So how's that going? Like,
it's great. It's almost like stand up, you know. Except I'm not writing my own jokes. I mean, I write some, but the script is there. But it's still that immediate either
instant gratification,
or instant judgment. So either way, you know what. You know, the audience likes and what it doesn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend of mine who he did years of sitcom, and he was telling me, like, sometimes you get addicted to the laughs of the audience, but you always have to remember to play for the people watching you on television.
That is so true.
That was some really good advice. And I've been like, I've kind of been locked into that ever since.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the schedule's a lot better too, right? The
schedule is phenomenal.
I don't
want to
do anything else ever again.
Oh my gosh, it's the best schedule I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's so fun. We just like work half days and we rehearse all the time. So by the time you get to do a live show, you kind of know what you're doing. You know what everyone's part is. And you get to do a live show and then, you know, have pizza parties at the end. It's the best.
That sounds too good to be true.
It is.
So why aren't more people doing multicam?
I don't know.
Because they like style. They like, you know, they like the style of the single cam, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, artists,
they just don't know. They've never done it.
They don't know.
Yeah.
So they don't know.
Oh, so I don't do that. And then they do it. They're like, oh, why haven't I done this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think in some ways, you know, shows like Carmichael actually reminded people, oh, you can be both be multicam, but also be quality. Be tackle, like, you know, interesting, smart subjects and have smart laughs.
I think that's why we did that show as a multicam, is that we wanted to have the challenge of doing it in front of the live audience and testing those jokes immediately, because it was, you know, we were talking about difficult subject matter and stuff. But it also, like, it goes back to what Norman Lear used to do, you know. So we had a lot of fun getting to do the live shows, and I'm grateful that we get to do that more here. And I hope more people start doing them again, because they're so great and so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, absolutely. It feels like there may be a renaissance going on.
I think so. I feel like they're coming back a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and hopefully you guys are part of that renaissance.
Absolutely.
Hey, yes.
So did you guys, because you guys did sort of have a lot of chemistry from the, you know, the very start. Did you know each other, or what was your sort of relationship pre the show?
We met, I guest starred on New Girl, like in one episode,
yeah, 3 years,
a million years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Back
but
when Coach was back on.
Yeah. And it was weird, because, you know, as a guest star, for people who don't know, like you kind of just enter someone else's world, and then you don't keep in touch with anyone ever again because they have their own thing.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Damon and I like felt like we were old friends. Like, I don't know. I just felt very comfortable with him, and he made me feel very welcomed on set. And so I felt like I made a buddy like right away, and we, you know, not seriously, but like kind of kept in touch.
Yeah.
And so when this project came back around, or came around for me, I heard that Damon was a part of it before I even really knew what the show was, and I already knew that I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
They just were like, you would play Damon's wife. And I was like, we could totally do that. Like, he and I just like had an instant thing, and we would totally be buddies. So once we did the chemistry read, that was confirmed.
Yeah.
And then got the part.
I always hear about these chemistry reads, and I'm curious, like the pressure of you know, trying to have chemistry and wanting to have chemistry. What are those reads like, and how?
I mean, did you have to do some for this?
I had to do some. Yeah.
What are they like?
I mean, here's the thing. When I do the chemistry reads, I want it to work.
Yeah.
So whoever I'm in front of, I put effort into making that work. So it's all ultimately it's up to the other person to bring it back and to not kind of be nervous of the situation, which is not what Amber brought at all. Like, Amber just came in there like, all right, I'll do it, and it worked.
She's wearing sweats,
literally, because she was like, I'm on another show. She was on another show when she came, and she had that like, you guys need me way more than I need you. So let's go.
No, they actually they had the chemistry read set up special for me on a Saturday night, because I was still working on a Fox show.
On Ghosted,
on
right?
Ghosted. Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't know if that show was coming back or not yet. So they saw me in second position for the show. So I really had nothing to lose. I went in there and just like had a lot of fun. I was also just excited to see Damon again and to meet everybody. And Felix was also there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, chemistry reads can be totally... I've had some chemistry reads before that are... You can feel immediately that there is no chemistry.
Yeah.
And like, you guys can both be giving it your all and acting well, but if you just don't have that, I don't know, it's that feeling. It's the same way you would feel, you know, with friendships. When you meet somebody, you're like, we're either going to be friends or like, not really.
Yeah.
And so they can be awkward, but I love doing them.
I think they're kind of fun.
They're fun.
Yeah. I love the how much you have to bring. Like, that feeling of, like, oh, I gotta nail this.
Yeah, well, you have to be, like, vulnerable. You have to allow someone into your space, because that's what they want to see. They want to make sure that you can get to that point.
Yeah, Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it's one of those classic things where you can't describe what chemistry is. Either it's there and you feel it, but you don't know why, or it isn't.
It is. It's palpable, and everyone else in the room can see it, too, and that's why they do them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would you say sort of connected you two? Was it your backgrounds? What did you guys like have in common?
I don't know.
What connected?
I mean, just our personalities.
Yeah. It's our personalities.
Yeah.
We're both weird.
Weird and... nice people. Yeah. I mean, like, we don't really, like, you know.
We're no drama.
Yeah, we're not divas. Yeah. So
no.
I think that's just...
Maybe it is a little bit of our background. I mean, we both grew up here with dads in the industry, and so we're not, like, affected by it at all. We're both, I mean, I can speak for me, super grateful that I get to do this
absolutely.
At all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's always just, I'm just here to have fun and take it seriously.
And do good work.
Yeah, and do good work. And so I think both of us just kind of come from the same, we have the same, like, philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I was wondering about the, you know, coming from, you know, having famous parents and how you apply that to this show in the, you know, experience of being these civilians who are surrounded by celebrity and what that's like to kind of, you know, be in a household where there's someone who is a household
name.
Well,
Damon's got a lot more experience with that than I ever did.
Yeah.
What, like having...
having, like,
famous
people around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it... I don't know. Yeah, it depends on who is in your house. You know, I remember years ago, Michael Jordan moved in next door to us of our house to shoot Space Jam, like, for the summer. And he used to always be at my house. So I'd, like, come home, and he's, like, in my kitchen. I'm like, go home, Michael Jordan. Your own juice.
Right. That's pretty
funny.
But it's
just, like, really cool, you know, just, you know, Jordan in your house. And
but the thing is that he thinks it's cool, and he's not like bragging about it.
I thought that was cool. There have been other famous people in my house. I'm like, please leave.
Yeah.
But you're not like braggy, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
you're just like,
no.
You can genuinely be like, oh my God, Michael Jordan used to come to my house. That's so crazy.
You're kind of like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And you're not,
very weird, but welcomed.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It's, honestly, I think that the show is less about the Cooper character being famous and more about this kind of unconventional family, you know, becoming closer.
Right, right. Well, because, you know, it's a family show. There isn't a kid, but in a way there is a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's kind of fun is watching you two relate to that, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as someone who has gotten a little older myself, I can completely relate to once upon a time, you know, I felt like I was like, you know, at the clubs and
oh, yeah,
you know,
think
feeling...
you're young and cool until you actually meet someone who's young and cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you're like,
and you realize,
I'm so not there.
And you enjoy watching Netflix at home with
exactly.
your wife. And it's all good.
And the interesting thing about what they've been doing with the series is that although Cooper is like young and hip, he presents kind of problems to us that we feel like that he's actually more mature. You know, right? Like, he's more mature sometimes than we are. And then we spend the episode trying to figure out how to, you know, achieve his maturity.
In
a weird way, without giving things away. But it's a cool kind of, like, flip on it, where he's kind of the catalyst in pretty much every episode. Where he's, like, presents the problem, and we feel like we have to fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that as the generations progress, and I don't know how much more we see of your parents on the show, Amber, but, you know, they're the least mature of the bunch.
Exactly.
I love the day drinking. Yeah. And by
there's
the way,
a lot of that in the show.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
They're
wild.
Yeah. No, worse as far as their immaturity.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in a fun way. Great way.
Yeah.
And they're
so funny.
Yeah.
In the show.
They're fantastic. But so that's a lot of fun. And Damon, will we see your parents as well? Or how much of your sort of extended world do we get to see as the show progresses?
Well, maybe my unfamous mom will come on. No, I'm kidding. My dad is going to do an episode, I think.
Oh, you mean for reals?
Yeah.
Like you're actually like, okay, that's cool.
Damon Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, Damon Sr. is going to do this episode that we're about to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what's he playing?
My dad.
Okay. So typecasting.
Typecast.
Yeah.
Typecast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he's going to play my dad.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, congrats and good luck.
Thank
fingers
you.
Crossed
Thank
as
you.
As the fall begins. And Amber, good luck on your other new addition.
Thank you.
Your...
I'm going to go work on that for a few weeks and then come back and finish filming this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no more heavy bags, no more
fruit
baskets.
No more heavy bags. Then we can give me all the physical comedy again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, great.
It's
well,
been fun.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it for this edition of My Favorite Episode. Join us again next time as we once again explore another guest pick. And be sure to subscribe to My Favorite Episode on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you download podcasts. Also, head on over to Variety.com for your daily fix of TV news, analysis, and reviews. I'm Michael Schneider, and we'll see you again next time.